Depending upon where you live in Idaho, you might find prices at your local gas station are 30 to 40 cents higher than in neighboring states, Wyoming and Montana. And as of today, gas prices here in the Gem State are 29 cents higher than the national average. Okay, so what's up with that? Our Frankie Barnhill went in search of the answer in our latest installment of Wanna Know Idaho.
Hey everyone, it's Frankie Barnhill, and on this episode of Wanna Know Idaho, we'll take a look behind the pump to try and figure out some of the market forces at work in the Gem State. First, let's drive southwest from Boise to meet this episode's winning question asker.
My name is John Lawson, and we're standing at the gas station in Albertsons in Cuna. I come here because I use diesel, and it has a higher grade diesel, I believe, than some of the other gas stations.
You asked a question of Wanna Know Idaho. What was that question?
As I traveled from north to south through different states, every time I came into Idaho, I noticed that the gas prices and diesel prices went up, except on the western side of the state. But on the eastern side of the state, they went up drastically from Montana or Wyoming into Idaho. So I wondered why.
John steps into his shiny white 2016 Chevy pickup, which hauls his camper. He's semi-retired and says he and his wife want to travel more now that they have the time to do so. He bought the truck when the price of diesel was less than $3. Now he pays about $3.50 per gallon.
The last 50 miles, I've been getting an average of 17 miles to the gallon. The best I've ever got was 34 miles to the gallon on this pickup. That's coming down the hill from Stanley into Boise.
34, that's pretty good. Do you feel good about that as far as a high?
Well, yeah, but it was pretty much downhill. Yeah, so it was really good. That's the best.
John is definitely not alone in his curiosity about gas prices. I called up Matthew Condi with AAA Idaho to find out more about what's going on with the difference in gas prices between states. How often do you get this question?
We field this question quite a bit, and it is a topic of conversation and frustration all the time.
Condi says one of the biggest factors goes back to Economics 101. Good old supply and demand.
It's a very thirsty region. There's a lot of people coming into it. There's a lot of people traveling in it.
That explosive growth Idaho is seeing these days? Yeah, Condi says that plays a big role. And then there's the cost associated with where our gas comes from and the expensive infrastructure that's needed to extract, refine, and send it our way.
So although southern Idaho does get its oil from Wyoming, it has to travel down to Salt Lake City where it's refined, and then it has to be moved up to southern Idaho. That whole process takes time, and there's cost associated with that.
Meanwhile, in other Mountain West states,
Montana and the North Dakota, South Dakota area are tied into a very different pipeline as far as crude oil being processed in the Dakotas, passing into Montana where it's refined, and then continuing on into places like Coeur d'Alene.
That's why you'll see lower prices in the Idaho Panhandle. Northern towns like Coeur d'Alene get to take advantage of that cheaper North Dakota, Montana oil and refinery system. Wyoming is on the same pipeline as southern Idaho, but since oil is extracted and refined there, the prices are lower. Let's check back in with John Lawson, who has a question about this.
Yeah, so it seems like if we had a refinery in Idaho, we might see a better fuel price.
I mean, there's that potential, but one of the things you have to look at as far as our region, the Rockies region is one of the smallest producing regions in the country. We produce about 0.4 million barrels of finished product a day, and so those refineries are generally operating at pretty good capacity.
Plus, the prospect of adding a refinery is costly and unlikely. Condi says that in some cases, being close to the source matters. If you look up average prices on AAA's website, okay, searching, there it is. Gulf states are consistently on the low end, while our neighbors to the west in Oregon and Washington pay even more than we do. John thinks there might be another reason.
So we're clearly in the top part of what people are being charged for gas taxes in the country.
And he's right. According to the Tax Foundation, Idaho's gas taxes rank 18th highest in the country. The gas tax is 33 cents per gallon after the legislature passed a bill recently to increase that rate. But Condi says that since those taxes pay for the state's old roads, lowering the rate without replacing that transportation funding wouldn't be a good idea.
We're horribly underfunded on our roads in Idaho, something to the tune of $162 million a year below where we need to be just to maintain what we have.
Then, of course, there's the factors that are far beyond our control in Idaho. Things like hurricanes on the East Coast, sanctions on Iran, political upheaval in Venezuela.
I mean, unfortunately, these are the market forces at work.
He says, really, the best way to control how much you pay at the pump is to monitor your driving habits and consider fuel efficiency when you're in the market for a new vehicle. For Want to Know Idaho question asker John, that means planning ahead before he fills up.
How much does this actually impact your decisions about where you go and then also where you decide to gas up?
Certainly where we gas up. We look for places that have a good quality fuel but not really extreme prices, and we can fill up at certain places. In fact, I've even looked at installing an extra tank so when we go to places, like if we're going through Wyoming, and prices are cheaper, we can fill up there.
Wow, how much does it cost to install an extra tank?
So I could probably get it done for about $300, but the other day I filled this up and it cost me almost $100 to fill this thing up. So I think over the life of this pickup, it'll probably pay for itself.
And where might that extra tank take him?
What's your dream road trip?
I think it would be really fun. We have a son that lives in Canada, and we'd like to go, and we have family that live in Mexico. So we'd like to drive down the spine of the Rockies and just explore lots of different areas.
Even though he'll still pay more at the pump in Idaho, John feels a little better knowing the reasons why. Thanks to John Lawson for his question, and for Boise Music Project, Up Is the Down Is the, for the perfect theme music. You can find more on Bandcamp. And on the next episode of Want to Know Idaho, we're looking for your questions about the West Central Mountain region. McCall, Lake Fork, New Meadows, Cascade, and Donnelly. Hey, I'm talking to you. Have questions about some aspect of life, culture, the environment, or politics in your neck of the woods? Send them our way by going to boisestatepublicradio.org. Oh, and if you're digging this podcast, can you let us know? You can do that by giving us a rating on iTunes or leaving a review. It helps other people discover this hashtag content. I'm Frankie Barnhill. Thanks for listening. And until next time, stay curious, Idaho.
And Frankie is joining us live in the studio to talk a bit more about what she found out. Okay, a lot of things go into gas prices.
So
holy
many
cow.
Factors. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that was what just really, you know, it's so great to have these kind of questions come from our audience because I never know what the answer is going to be, mm-hmm. right? So something like this, obviously there are so many things that impact what we pay at the pump, and depending on where you are in the state, whether you're going to a Chevron or a Shell or to Costco mm-hmm. or to Fred Meyer, all of those things impact it. I think the information about the pipeline was really fascinating.
Right, because people always yeah. talk about that, and you never know if it's fact or fiction.
Yes, yes. And so that's why when you go to Coeur d'Alene, those gas prices are cheaper because they get to take advantage of that cheaper pipeline up on the northern side of the state.
So see, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so next up is McCall. Why did you decide to go to McCall?
Yeah, well, so we love our West Central Mountain region listeners. And, you know, those of you who are listening right now to Idaho Matters, thank you so much for tuning in. And we want to come and visit with you and hear what you're curious about. It's a region that I haven't visited to report on, actually. I don't think ever. So
it's just fun to go there and recreate.
Yeah,
that's why.
And October in McCall. And,
right.
You know, that whole area. So it's not just McCall, but would love to hear from anybody up in that neck of the woods. And so I'm hoping to get up there to report in a couple of weeks. Send in your questions now, though.
Okay, so go over how that process works, Frankie, in case people have not been following Want to Know Idaho. Because we have certain dates and things like that, timelines.
We're kind of on a schedule month to month. So right now we're in the question round. So you can go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org and you'll see the Want to Know Idaho logo right on the top right. And you can submit a question there. And then after that, I'll decide kind of the top three questions, questions that I think are timely and have some good sound opportunities because I want to make it a fun listening experience. And questions I feel like I could probably answer in a couple of weeks. And then that third week of October, I'm hoping to get up to McCall, the McCall region, to actually report on whatever the question ends up being.
And there's a voting round, though, too, right?
Yes.
Because you take those top three, we need listeners to vote.
Yep. So next week will be the voting round. So listeners are, you know, choosing the stories at every single step of the process, and I'm just kind of helping be the guide throughout it all.
And how was John happy with the information about gas prices?
You know, I wouldn't say he was happy so much because I think he wanted a solution, not so much an answer, but I think he at least was like, well, at least now I know why.
Right. At least now I know what to exactly complain about.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
All right, Frankie, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. And people can still put their questions in this week.
Yes, this week through the weekend. But get them in now, because the sooner I get them, the more likely we can curate those for the voting round next week.
Okay, sounds good. My guest today, Boise State Public Radio reporter Frankie Barnhill. And remember, she is heading to McCall. So we want questions about the West Central Mountain region. Get those questions submitted by the weekend. Thanks, Frankie.
Thank you, Gemma.